وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, continue the lesson we're taking from the book أحاديث عشر ذي الحجة وأيام التشريق, أحكام وآداب. This is the from the book أحاديث, the book أحاديث about ذي الحجة and the days of تشريق, rulings and manners by Sheikh Abdullah بن صالح الفوزان حفظه الله. The Sheikh رحمه الله تعالى was explaining the hadith that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه. أخرجه البخاري ومسلم واللفظ له, واللفظ في لفظ أخرجه البخاري ومسلم وفي لفظ لمسلم, من أتى هذا البيت فلم يرفث ولم يفسق فرجع كما ولدته أمه. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said, I heard Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, whoever perform Hajj and doesn't commit any obscenity nor commit any evil will return from his sins like the day his mother gave birth to him, like the day his mother gave birth to him, reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In another wording, reported by Muslim, whoever comes to his house, means the Kaaba, means performing Hajj, whoever comes to his house and doesn't commit any obscenity nor commit any evil will return just as his mother gave birth to him. Shaykh, he explained this hadith and the importance of performing Hajj in that correct way. Then the Shaykh said, فالواجب على حجاج بيت الله الحرام أن يحرصوا على تحقيق أسباب هذه المغفرة الموعود بها, وذلك بأن يستقيموا على طاعة الله تعالى وأن يحفظوا حجهم ويصونوه عما حرم الله عليهم من الرفث والفسوق والجدال, وأن يحذروا كل الحذر من الذنوب والمعاصي التي يتساهل بها كثير من الناس في زماننا هذا, فإنها منهي عنها في جميع الأوقات والأحوال, ولكنه خص ذلك بحالة الحج لشرف الزمان والمكان وعظم حرمات الله تعالى. فإن المتلبس بالحج يكون أولا في إحرام, ثم تزداد عليه الحرمة بدخوله في الحرم, ثم تزداد بمزاولة أعمال الحج, فوجب عليه أن يكون على أتم صفة وأحسن حال. The Shaykh said, upon those who perform in Hajj to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the holy house, to try to the realization and making happen and doing the meanings of this forgiveness which is promised. Forgiveness which is promised. Meaning that the one who perform Hajj in a proper way, his sin is forgiven, he goes back while he has no sin whatsoever. Just like the day his mother gave birth to him. Sheikhs, and that is going to happen by being straightforward and being steadfast in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that they preserve their Hajj, and to protect it from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade of al-rafath and al-fusuq and al-jidal. Al-rafath, anything related to sexual relationship, or I'm talking about women in that sense. And al-fusuq, any situation, the person is being out of obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-jidal and arguments and quarrel in the hajj. And that they should avoid from committing sin and disobeying, committing disobedience, that which many of the people of our time take it light. يتساهل بها كثير من الناس في زماننا هذا. Many from the people take light. These sins in our time, while it is forbidden in all the times and all situations, but more haram in the Hajj because of the status and the because of the status of the time, the place, and the greatness, the magnificence of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. Because the one who ihram, make ihram to Hajj, he entered to the Hajj state, he's making Hajj. First he's going to be in ihram. He entered the ihram. He is in a state of Hajj. Second, also, he also enters the Holy Land. And also, with that, he also starts doing the actions of the Hajj. Three things: entering the Ihram, entering the Holy Land, and also doing the A'mal and the actions of Hajj, the activity of Hajj. Therefore, it is upon him to be the best way, the best situation when he is making Hajj, to avoid all kinds of sin, indecency talk, or anything which is not suitable for the one who is performing Hajj. In order to get that great reward, is to go back home while he has no sin whatsoever. ويجب على من عزم على الحج أن يعرف أحكامه وصفة أدائه فيعرف صفة الإحرام وكيفية الطواف وصفة السعي وهكذا بقية المناسك لأن شرط قبول العمل أن يكون خالصا لوجه الله تعالى وموافقا لما شرعه في كتابه أو على لسان نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم ليعبد المؤمن ربه على بصيرة ويحقق متابعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لتأخذوا مناسككم أخرجه مسلم. The Sheikh said, and it is upon anyone who determined to make Hajj, determined, a desire to perform Hajj, was mandatory upon him, the Sheikh said, to know the rules of performing Hajj and how to perform and how to fulfill those rules. How to perform the Hajj and fulfill its rules. So he came to know, he should know how to make ihram, how to make tawaf, how to make sa'i. وهكذا بقية المناسك. Likewise, the rest of the acts of worship relate to the Hajj. So a person should know how to make the ihram, whether it's the intention, what he should intend, and whether it's the action, the type of clothes the person is dressed in, how should he avoid, what he should avoid, what's forbidden in Hajj, how he should make tawaf, where he should start, how many times, how many circles on the Kaaba, on what way, likewise how he make sa'i, bayna safa wal marwa. He knows. Likewise, the rest of the manasik, how is he going to be? What is he going to do in Mina? What is he going to do in Arafah? What is he going to do in Muzdalifah? What's the rules related to that? He should know all this, the Sheikh said. When the person intend to perform Hajj. The Sheikh said, because the condition of accepting the deed is to be solely for Allah's face, Ta'ala, and to be according to that which Allah legislates in His book or in the tongue of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the believer to worship his Lord upon a basira, upon knowledge, and also to affirm and to do the realization of the following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to take from me your ibadah. لتأخذوا مناسككم. So you take your عبادات. خرجه مسلم. ده الشيخ سيف. ووسيلة ذلك أن يسأل أهل العلم عن كيفية أداء المناسك أو يقرأ في كتب المناسك إن كان ممن يقرأ ويفهم، أو يصحب رفقة فيه مطالب علم يستفيد منه. The Sheikh said the meanings of that, the meanings and the way of knowing that what has been mentioned of the way of enter al-ihram, how to make tawaf, how to make sa'i, how to do the rest of the act of worship for hajj, is to ask the people of knowledge how to perform this act of worship. Or he reads one of the books about how to perform hajj. If the person is someone who really, someone who understands, or he accompany people that among them is a student of knowledge to benefit from him. So one of these three ways. You want to make hajj, the Sheikh advises you to do one of three. Ask the people of knowledge. Or read from the books. The book is talking about that. If you read and you understand. Or you take, you accompany one of the students of knowledge who perform in hajj to benefit from him. And the best is to do all these three together. Na'am, you read the books that ulama wrote down about how to perform hajj. And also, you ask the people of knowledge, may you have any question. Alhamdulillah, the Saudi government, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve them. They make people of knowledge available for those who perform hajj, whether it's in Makkah, whether it's in Mina, Muzdalifah, in Arafah, everywhere. You have people of knowledge, you can go. It's known, they have offices. So to ask those. And also with all that, to find a student of knowledge who knows how to perform this, and he implemented this to benefit from him. ومن الناس شيخ من يقع في الخطأ في أداء هذه الشعيرة العظيمة كصفة الإحرام أو صفة الطواف أو السعي أو غيرها لأسباب الجهل بأحكام المناسك، عدم سؤال أهل العلم الموثوق بعلمهم وورعهم، سؤال من ليس من أهل العلم، تقليد الناس بعضهم بعضا. The Sheikh said from the people, those who mistake in performing this great act of worship, they mistake how to enter ihram, they mistake how to make tawaf, they mistake how to make sa'i, and the like, for reasons, because of some causes. Number one, ignorance about the rulings of the manasik, how to perform the hajj. Person doesn't know it. If you don't know something, how can you apply, especially the hajj, which has many rules? You're going to be in different situations, you're going to do in different act of worship, you're doing it in a different form. How can you do that without knowing it? So the cause of the mistake, the Sheikh said, is ignorance. Okay, with regard to the rules of manasik. Second cause, reason of mistaking, he said, is lack of asking the people of knowledge, the trusted people of knowledge. Lack of asking the people of knowledge who are trusted, their knowledge and in their fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So even you don't ask everybody, you don't ask ignorant person, nor do you ask someone who has knowledge, but he doesn't go by his knowledge. He doesn't go by his knowledge. He doesn't fear Allah Azza wa Jal. He hastens to give you an answer. He gives you his opinion. He doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the answer he's giving to you. Or asking someone who is ignorant. Yes, asking someone who is ignorant. One time we were in the Prophet's masjid. Some hujjaj, they come for hajj. One of them asked us in the Prophet's masjid a question. about the Hajj. He saw us, they tell him these are from the university here. So he asked us question. Before any of us, anyone from the student answer, his friend, he said, "You're asking such question, it's easy, an old man." And right away he gave an answer, which is very wrong. Subhanallah. He said, "You're asking this easy question? You do such and such." His own companion, an old man, over 60 years, to my assessment. So sometimes people who are ignorant, they are being asked someone who is ignorant. Also, the Sheikh said, "Taqlidu an-nasi ba'dihim ba'da." People blind follow one another. They blind follow one another. One of them is doing something, the others are doing. And that's a lot in the haram. They see, subhanallah, blind people, ماذا, doing innovations in the Hajj, cutting their lihya, ماذا, seeking blessings in the walls of the haram, in the Kaaba, where they, anywhere, or in the Maqam Ibrahim, and doing a lot of reciting some adkar, some ad'iyah, which there is innovation or shirk. Or the dua is good itself, but they do it in a very way, in a collective way. Subhanallah, sometimes even female making dua, and the rest are saying ameen, man behind them, a group. With this woman, she's screaming, yelling in the middle of man around the Kaaba. Because she is leading a group. I don't know where she come from. From where? From Madrid, from Paris, or somewhere she is affected by women has to be the leader, while all the time is men. One of the students, sisters, Quranic girls, she asked me one time, she said, "Why only men make adhan? Women should make adhan, they have better beautiful voice." So this is what, because that's the environment she grew up. Why all the time man is making adhan? Why not women making adhan? Because they have better voice. Adhan is not for who has better voice. Subhanallah. So, and also you see some other so-called masjid, female being the imam. Female being the imam of the masjid, wal-iyadu billah. And who is behind a man and a woman next to one another? A'udhu billah. Most likely, these people, no doubt, most likely, these people are munafiqun, hypocrites, those who founded them, those who made them. There may be laymen among them who don't know this. Naam. At the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hypocrite, the munafiqeen made so-called masjid, Masjid Dirar, claiming that they are facilitating the weak, the sick, to have a masjid close to them. Prophet's masjid is far from them, which was a lie. Just they wanted to mislead the Muslims, to ask the kuffar, to fight Islam. They build out of hypocrisy. Tayyib, do you think that at that time the munafiqeen, they were misleading the Muslims, and mainly were the Jewish, those who followed them? Do you think they don't do it today? Subhanallah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. Rather, they want to use the messenger himself to approve for that. They come to him, alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say, "We build a message for this. We want you to pray there." They wanted him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to approve. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed unto the messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the real reason they did that. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ordered to destroy this place and to make a place of trash. Still, Allah mentioned these people, they didn't leave that. Still, they are connected to that place. أعوذ بالله. لا يزال بنيانهم الذي بنوا ريبة في قلوبهم إلا أن تقطع قلوبهم. Until their heart is cut off into pieces, they pass away, they be connected to that place. والعياذ بالله. So, some of the people, our time, نسأل الله السلامة والعافية, are hypocrites. But it's called masjid. And has nothing to do with masjid. It's masjid of evil. That's why they spread innovation in the masjid, misguiding the Muslims. Subhanallah. Denying Allah's attributes. On the minbar, attacking the Muslim leaders. Calling Muslims to be in chaos. والعياذ بالله, legislating shirk, calling people to worship the dead. Subhanallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. One of the Ikhwan Muslim Brotherhood, he make a Friday lecture, he's shaking the whole member, making dua against the Muslim leader. Oh Allah, destroy them. Oh Allah, shake the earth under them. Ameen, ameen, subhanallah. They don't know this man is a Khawarij. He's from the Khawarij group. So it's because of ignorance. So the Sheikh said the cause of mistaken in the Hajj, he mentioned are four: ignorance about the rules of performing Hajj, not asking the people of knowledge or the trusted people of knowledge, asking ignorant people, and blindly following one another. Then the Sheikh make dua, Allahu waffiqna lima yuridik, wa jannibna ma'asik, wa ja'alna min ibadika salihin, wa hizbika al-muflihin, wa'afu anna wa tub alayna waghfir lana wa liwalidina, wa sallallahu wa sallama, wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabiyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi. Fadlu al-hajj al-mabruri wa sifatuhu. Fadlu al-hajj al-mabruri وصفته. بالمناسبة وصفته وصفته فضل الحج المبرور وصفته أو وصفته. نعم, وصفته مجرور. Another answer. So مرفوع أم مجرور؟ مرفوع. So another answer. فضل الحج المبرور وصفته مجرور. So you go back from مجرور وصفته. You agree with him. So if Brother Shamsuddin Abu Wa'il agree with him, is that إجماع consensus among us? لا, you are not consensus. فضل الحج المبرور وصفته. صفة الحج المبرور فضل الحج المبرور وصفة الحج المبرور. هذا هو المراد. That's the point. So it's مرفوع. نعم. فضل الحج المبرور وصفة الحج المبرور. So it's two things. It's about the virtue of the Hajj مبرور. And how to perform the Hajj Mabrur. Aba Ali, ما رأيك؟ هذا هو. لماذا؟ Why? هناك قاعدة. There's a principle in the Nahu. It says, الإعراب فرع عن المعنى. الإعراب فرع عن المعنى. Before you make إعراب, understand what's the meaning. The I'rab is a branch from the meaning. You have to understand what it means. Then you make I'rab. واضح ولا لا؟ أحيانا it needs تدبر, is thinking deeply in it. Otherwise, you may just read. That's actually what I did. The first time I said was صفته. نعم, أبا وائل. طيب, فضل الحج المبرور وصفته وصفته, أي فضل صفة الحج المبرور وصفة الحج المبرور. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. يعني here what the mistake is very basic in نحو is معطوف على مرفوع but it goes back to the meaning. This book called Ajrumiyya نحو is very good book, very small book but very important book. Most of mistakes is from mistaken in what the Ajrumiyya talk about. الله أعلم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء ماذا إلا الجنة أو إلا الجنة أو إلا الجنة. This last question about the now and this for أبو علي حتى so he wake up. Yes يا أبو علي العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة إلا الجنة إلا الجنة. It's again this is from the أجرمية. It's not from high. نعم توكل على الله هذا for him. So you go back to the نحو if he mistake. نعم والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. Yes. Jannah. I'm asking about Jannah. Is it Jannati? Al-Jannatu? Al-Jannat? Mansoob. Illa Al-Jannata. Tayyib ya Habib. Illa Al-Jannati. Now we have two different answers. One from Yemeni and one from Africa. Yes, yes, from America. But I show you the Jannah two, the Rafi. So we have Jannata. We have Jannati. We have Jannatu. Three different answers. Three brothers. We need a judge. A middle person who don't consider where they're from. You consider the Haqq. طيب أبو وائل أبو وائل he says two situations is accepted not only one so he differ all the three. Now you have another answer fourth person we will need another. نعم طيب the two situations one of it the first one is what ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة إلا الجنة. طيب someone who the final answer والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة or إلا الجنة and more appropriate is منصوب. That's what you said a while. إلا الجنة. So far no one answered the correct. Can you believe? Five answers. And Abu Wail is the closest. This subject is a very clear in the Ajrumiyya. No detail. It's just the title. Just the title is. It's a title. It's not in detail. Yes. As Abu Wa'il mentioned, he the one who closest is either marfu or mansub. He's right. You can make marfu. والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. Or والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. But his mistake is he prefer ماذا the نصب. He should prefer البدل الرفع. That's more appropriate. When you have the two ways, the badal is more stronger than the nasb. Just a little bit. You know all the subject, but last minute. Barakallahu fi. This shows, what it shows again, knowledge, no doubt, those brothers, they studied this and they know it. But we forget it. There are some subjects you need to keep on reading it. You never give up. Therefore, the people of knowledge, they never give up studying the deen. They never give up. And this is just an example for Nahwa. The same thing for Fiqh. The same thing for Aqidah. Therefore, a Muslim always remains a student of knowledge. Always learning it. Wallahi. It's an ibadah by itself. Naam. Unless one of you disagree how I put it. Sometimes you may not first know the answer, but when you hear, you know it's right. صح ولا لا؟ صحيح. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, one of the students of knowledge, used to study in the hand of a great mufti, الإمام القرعاوي رحمه الله, from the great Saudi scholars. And the Sheikh, he teaches the kitab of fiqh over and over and over and over. And after time, he become from those who involve his worldly affairs, businessman, get married, have kids. After years, maybe over 40 years, he come back to the same class the Sheikh is giving it. Something was shocked to him that the Sheikh is still teaching the same book. The same book when he was 40 years, he was young. Now this man, he has business, he's a man, he has kids, he has wife. The Sheikh is teaching the same book. To him, it didn't make sense. At the end of the class, he took the Sheikh to a corner. He said, Sheikh, are you still teaching Zad al-Ma'ad, Zad al-Mustaqbal? After all these years. He said, yes. He said, Sheikh, people, they go to the moon. People already are on the top of the moon. You are still in Zad al-Ma'ad, Zad al-Mustaqbal. The Sheikh said, you are not on the moon, and you are not with the Zad al-Mustaqbal. Yes, you are not on the moon. You are here with me. Nor do you know Zad al-Mustaqbal. You become from the general Muslims. And he doesn't know it. No doubt he doesn't know. He cannot know that man, this book. Would he know, he would tell the Sheikh, continue, Sheikh. Because it's a reminder. Especially this fiqh book, many rules, many chapters about marriage, about business, about jinayat, and judgments, and ibadat, and fasting, salah, inheritance. Subhanallah, many subjects. And he doesn't see it's a big thing. He's like, Sheikh, he's wasting the time. That is not. The more you repeat the same jagta over and over, the deeper you understand. Yes, you understand. It's not marartu wala adri. Naam. But as this is from shaitan, people are on the moon and you are still reading Zad al-Mustaqbal. What that has to do with that? Those who are on the moon, do they know Zad al-Mustaqbal? Al-Iyadu Billah. They don't even know their loan. What's that? That's anything? Another one in Dunkin' Donut here. One morning, I and other brothers, we enter to all men, Somali men, drinking with the left hand. Said, Ya'am, with the right hand. He looked at me up, very mad. He said, you still about the right hand, left hand, people, they make nuclear. Still right hand, left hand. People, they already make it nuclear. I say, what's the contradiction between using your right hand when you drink it and making a nuclear? So you cannot make a nuclear unless you use the left hand when you're drinking. Subhanallah. Look how shaitan play game on the people. That's what many Muslims, they think, some of the youth, if they don't cut their hair from the corners and they don't walk a certain way, they don't think they are civilized, especially people in a Muslim land. Many of the youth are lost, blind, following the disbelievers, thinking there's no way they can be civilized, they can have technology, what they call يعني they can have a system, they can have all, except if they take that route. No, those people, they don't have system because the way they cut the hair, rather than make them back. نعم. This is what they call الغزو الفكري, the intellectual invasion. Shaitan is whispering on the people. So somebody might trust that, and he disregard eating with the right hand, drinking with the right hand. Subhanallah, ya akhi, eating with the right hand is a means to please your Lord. And when you do that, Allah will have give authority to the Muslims over all the rest of the human. They would have been foremost in the technology. That's what the Muslims were. Many of these today you hear, it is the Muslims who started. Many of the people, non-Muslims today, they deceive the humanity. And they hide them, many of the knowledge of today, the chemistry, the biology, name it, is from the Muslims. Wallahi. And there were times the Christians used to go to the Muslim land to learn the Arabic language. And the one who speak Arabic used to be considered somebody on a top, on a civilized and high class people. This is among the non-Muslims because he speaks Arabic. So, but all that has been dismissed. Even the names of the capitals, the names of the countries has been changed in some lands. Let alone masjid being turned to a church, being turned into a museum. Yani, so, but many Muslims, they don't know it. They don't know it. Because those non-Muslims are intentionally wanna make the Muslims lose all their, yani, ala kulli hal. So no contradiction between doing the right thing and making whatever you make of dunya, which is good. Then the Shaykh said, الحديث دليل على فضل الحج المبرور وعظيم جزائه عند الله تعالى حيث إن صاحبه يكون من الفائزين برضوان الله وجنته. Hadith is a proof for the virtue of the Hajj Mabrur. The Hajj which is accepted. And it is great reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the one who performed Hajj correctly is going to be from those who succeed and get the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and his paradise. Then the Shaykh mentioned, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, we conclude with this one إن شاء الله. قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل أفضل؟ قال إيمان بالله ورسوله. قيل ثم ماذا؟ قال الجهاد في سبيل الله. قيل ثم ماذا؟ قال حج مبرور متفق عليه. Reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah, was asked, which of the action is the best, has more virtue? He said, believing in Allah and believing his messenger. Believing in Allah and messenger, and his messenger. He was asked, then what's next? He said, al-jihad fi sabilillah, fighting the cause of Allah. He was asked, then what's next? He said, hajjun mabrur. Hajjun mabrur. In this hadith, متفق عليه. In another hadith, what action is the most beloved to Allah? That's also in Sahih Bukhari. Praying Salah on time. Being nice, respected, and honored to the parents. Making jihad fi sabil. Here, believing in Allah and His Messenger. Making jihad fi sabil. And accepting Hajj. Sometimes Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, people of knowledge mentioned, used to be asked the same question. And he sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to give the different words, different answers. The ulama, they said it was from the wisdom of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam to consider the one who was asking the question and to give him what's suitable for him, which all is truth. Someone asked him, oh, the Messenger of Allah advised him. He advised him to be good to his parents. Another one not to get angry. Another one to do this. another one to do that. Each of that is required and is good for every Muslim. But this one, he needs that more than the other one because he may have a deficiency with that issue. Now, someone who gets angry a lot, he has a temper problem, but he's very generous. He asks you, Akhi, advise me. You tell him, be generous. Be generous is good, but he needs more. Mada, don't get angry. Right or wrong. لِكُلِّ مَقَامٍ مَقَالٍ. So you consider the situation of the person you're talking to. That's another ocean. Oh, Allah give wisdom whoever he wants. Shaykh Rabi' حفظه الله وعافاه was asked how the Salafi da'i would give da'wah to the layman who usually run from the refutationists of Ahl Bid'ah. Allahu Akbar. The Shaykh, he gave wallahi beautiful answer. And he mentioned, he said, this is hiba Allah gives to him, he wills. You cannot say everybody should do this because it depends on the situation, the individual. So he said, it's a gift that Allah gives whoever he wills. Then he gives general rule. Started with the aqidah. Then the ibadat, then the manners, and he emphasized each one. The importance of aqidah, the importance of ibadah, the importance of manners. And very beautiful talk. Inshallah, Allah make it easy. One time we give a talk. It's really a lesson. SubhanAllah, how can a Sheikh muwaffaq? So you don't treat the people the same way. Yeah, there are people, you may be in a masjid, you give a talk in a masjid, you need to refute some of the deviators. You name them. You may be another masjid, you don't mention any of that. You do it, they hold you from the member, throw you to the ground. Reality. Naam. So, this is one of the mistakes some Muslims they fell into. They hear a great scholar like Sheikh Fawzan being asked, a man asked, his wife is this and this and this. The Sheikh may give an answer before time. For instance. And anyone who hears that and he has a problem with his wife, he's ready to divorce his wife. Ya akhi, you are different than that man. Some men, they don't have kids. You have how many kids? You are not that easy like the other one. Some man, it is his wife after Allah who provides her, provides him. He lives in her house. She divorced him, he divorced her, he's going to be homeless. Yeah, that answer doesn't apply to you. And the like. Someone he divorced her, he go to the court right away. They send him to a jail next day. That's not the answer, it's not for you. Somebody living in Mecca, in Medina, and someone is living downtown Atlanta, they don't take the same fatwa because their situation is. So this is where we learn from. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to give answer. Mala, the same question is being asked, he used to give a different answer. The ulama, they say, considering the situation of the questioner. As fiqh, Allah yu'ti man yasha. Sometimes he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody mistake in the masjid. Sahaba wanted to discipline, to correct him. He said, leave him alone, leave him alone. Nothing he do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with that person. Rather, he ordered his sahaba to correct his mistake. This man, not even to correct. Another one, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw having doing something wrong. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, get very mad at him. Why? Because the first one didn't know it. He was from the layman, ignorant, Bedouin. The other one is his sahabi, who knows the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But mistakenly, he took a ring of gold. he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took from it and he threw it away. When they say, get the gall, sell it, use it in another way, which he can use it. He can give it to his wife, he can give it to his sister, whoever. Gall is only haram for a man to wear, right? He can sell it and make money. They say, well, he said, wallahi, I'm not picking up something the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw it away. This is different than the other man. Okay? So he sometimes strong, sometimes yeah. Three of his companions didn't do what he commanded them to do. He tells us how to boycott them. Not even say salam to them, not to talk to them. Another three Sahaba wanted to do something wrong. He didn't mention their name. What's wrong with those who say so and so? As for me, I do so and so. Whoever don't follow my way. Three companions. Some of them, they've been punished. Not even saying salam to them. Other, not alone punishing them, even their name is not mentioned. So it is the wisdom. It's considering. And now someone, he come, oh, Prophet ﷺ, he said, he ordered to boycott those three companions. So now boycott everybody. Boycott his own wife, his own mother, his own father. One of the Muslim sisters, she said, my father, so-and-so is innovator. Because so-and-so Sheikh said that. You have to free yourself from it. He said, my daughter, what's wrong with that? He said, Sheikh, this, what's wrong with him? She said, no, that Sheikh knows what's wrong with him. You need to accept it. He said, my daughter, don't involve this. You don't have knowledge for this. It's her father who taught her. He said, look, I'm pregnant and I have a baby. My baby, I'm going to call him, I'm name him the name of that Sheikh, and you will never see my baby because I don't want anybody to see my child. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Because maybe she hears such and such Sheikh boycott someone. Or maybe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ordered those three Sahabi to boycott them. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You boycotting your own father because he disagrees with you. If that Sheikh deviated or he's still upon Sunnah, and you don't even tell in any proof, just you say so and so Sheikh said so and so about him. And the father is asking, what is the proof? You say you're ignoring the people of knowledge. You will never see my child. I don't want my child be seen by anywhere. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And you may find some of the du'at, mashallah, she's good salafiyah, Allahu Akbar. She firm on the manhaj. And they bring the statement of some of the salaf, kana shadidan ala ahl bid'ah. He was harsh on the people of anywhere. Great alim, who knows what he's doing, who knows who he will har on. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So therefore, wisdom. And as Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhahullah wa Akramahu said, it is Allah give whoever he wills. It's not how much knowledge you have it. In actual, it's not only this issue with the given da'wah, even father dealing with his wife, husband, father dealing with his own kids. Your own kids are not the same. They don't think the same way. They shouldn't be treated the same way. The same one sometimes treated in a harsh way, sometimes treated in an easy way, which is the origin and the maturity in an easy way, in a gentle way, make him understand, not يعني, repressing him and making him in a state of threat, fear. So the child, this is the reality. Some parents, they are so harsh on their kids. When the father is close to the child, the child is defending himself. Maybe father is going to punish him. Father, he is happy with the child. He didn't do anything wrong. But because he usually discipline him, this little child, his defense when father is coming around him. Some children and father come, they rush all the way to the under the bed, curious to hide from the father. Man's wife, her husband come, That's the last time you hear her. She's open, smiling, talking to the kids. Why? Because this brother, mashallah, he's the head of the house. He's Amir. La, this is not the way it is. Yes. You are not on the other, and the other way, leaning. Where to you, what's wrong, what's right, they don't know, even your kids don't know, your wife doesn't know it. La, is between that. The haq has to be clear, what's right has to be clear, what's wrong has to be clear, but how to force that, how to enforce that, how to convince that, as Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhah said, is it? يعني حكمة يؤتيه الله من يشاء. So some people, they do less, and the fruit is a lot. Some people, they do a lot, and the fruit is useless, no benefit, because of how they approach things. نسأل الله أن يغفر لنا ويرحمنا ويصلحنا ويصلح بنا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.